Morning Watch, Crystallization, Study of 1 and 2 Kings, Week 7, The Intrinsic Significance of the Materials of the Temple. Monday, Related Verses. 1 Kings 6 verse 15. And he built the walls of the house within, with cedar boards. From the floor of the house to the wall of the ceiling, he covered them on the inside with wood. And he overlaid the floor of the house with boards of cypress. 1 Corinthians 2 verse 2. For I did not determine to know anything among you except Jesus Christ, and this one crucified. Philippians 1 verses 19 through 21a. For I know that for me this will turn out to salvation through your petition and the bountiful supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. According to my earnest expectation and hope that in nothing I will be put to shame, but with all boldness, as always, even now Christ will be magnified in my body, whether through life or through death. For to me to live is Christ. 1 Corinthians 3 verses 9, 12a and 16 through 17. For we are God's fellow workers, you are God's cultivated land, God's building. Verse 12a, but if anyone builds upon the foundation gold, silver, precious stones. Verse 16 through 17, do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If anyone destroys the temple of God, God will destroy him, for the temple of God is holy and such are you. Ephesians 3 verse 2, if indeed you have heard of the stewardship of the grace of God, which was given to me for you. 1 Peter 4 verses 10 through 11. Each one, as he has received a gift, ministering it among yourselves as good stewards of the varied grace of God. If anyone speaks as speaking oracles of God, if anyone ministers as ministering out of the strength which God supplies, that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom is the glory and the might forever and ever. Amen. Related reading. The different kinds of wood used in constructing the temple signify different aspects of Christ's humanity. In ancient times, the Jews planted cypress trees above their graves. Hence, cypress signifies Christ's humanity in his death, the crucified Jesus. Cedar trees grew on the mountains of Lebanon, thus cedar signifies Christ's humanity and resurrection, the resurrected Christ. Olive oil typifies the Spirit of God, hence olive wood signifies Christ's humanity and the Spirit of God, the anointed Christ. Three kinds of wood were used in the temple, cypress, cedar, and olive wood. In its spiritual significance, the cypress tree signifies death, and in particular, the death of Christ and the death of those who have died with Christ. The doors of the temple were made of cypress wood, signifying that the death of the Lord Jesus is a great entrance into the church. Cedar wood, which came from Lebanon, grew on the high mountains. From a spiritual perspective, cedar wood signifies the resurrected Christ and those who have been resurrected in Christ. In the temple, everything from the ground up was constructed with cedar wood. This shows that the church is being built upward in the resurrection of Christ. The third kind of wood is olive wood. Olive wood was used for the doors on which were carvings of cherubim. Olive oil typifies the Holy Spirit. Hence, olive wood signifies Christ who is in the Holy Spirit and those who are filled with the Holy Spirit. The doors of olive wood with the carvings of cherubim signify the Holy Spirit as an entrance to spiritual matters. In summary, these three kinds of wood show three great matters concerning the Lord Jesus. The first matter is that he died, the second matter is that he resurrected, and the third matter is that he became the Spirit. These three kinds of wood also show us the saved ones, three aspects of our spiritual experience, our death with Christ, our resurrection with Christ, and our receiving the Holy Spirit with Christ. All those who want to be built together in the church must first be those who have died with Christ. That is, they must be cypress. Second, they must be those who have resurrected with Christ, that is, they must be cedar. Third, they must be those who are in the Holy Spirit with Christ, who have gained a spiritual entrance into spiritual matters and have a spiritual understanding of them, and upon whom the glory of God is manifest, that is, they must be olive wood. In the church, there is only the new man in resurrection and in the Holy Spirit, and in this new man, there cannot be Greek and Jew, circumcision and uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, slave, or free man, because all of these have died and been buried with Christ. The church is not composed of natural persons, but of persons who have passed through death and entered into resurrection, that is, persons who are as cypress and cedar. Man's natural ability can never be brought into the church or become building material for the church. Only that which passes through death and resurrection can be brought into the church.